This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So I'm back. I was gone for a couple days in New York, and boy, do we got a lot going on. We got President Trump about to meet Kim Jong-un. Very, very historic. A lot of people are excited about this. It's probably the most entertaining thing I've seen since, I guess, you know, the last presidential debate. I mean, this is like really, really exciting stuff. And so whether it's historical or whether it's because we have two figures who we never thought were going to likely be in the same room, this is huge. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. When I was away, I guess Anthony Bourdain from CNN had committed suicide. He and Kate Spade's death has apparently spiked suicide hotline calls by at least 25%. And I want to talk to you guys about why people commit suicide and why I think we need to start de-sissifying the next generation. And I'm not saying somebody who passes away is by all means a sissy. I don't mean that. But what I mean is I think some people are making the choice, not Anthony Bourdain or Kate Spade, but I think a lot of other people are making the choice to commit suicide, whereas their parents or grandparents or great-grandparents, if they were dealing with the same problems, would have thought, well, that's just normal life. And have we inadvertently sissified the next generation and the younger generations to think that their life may be bad when that's nothing? That's a good day compared to what we might have gone through in our childhood. So I want to talk about that. I know it's not going to be the most popular sort of segment, but I see my kids get upset about things, and I'm like, oh, you have no idea. I mean, I used to get beat with a belt. You know, we were poor. I had to share a bed with my brother and sister, and you're upset because somebody went into your room, and I think our reference points are completely off these days. And that's something we need to talk about. We don't talk about, but we're going to talk about. Toddlers are consuming way too much sugar. So we are making our youth more and more addicted to sugar, which has then caused the obesity problem and the diabetes problem and the heart problems because we're starting so young. It's easier to feed our kids sugar and have them shut the hell up. Oh, I did. When my kids were a pain in the butt, I gave them something sweet. I was like, shut the hell up. Give them something sweet, I can move on. Well, now how do I get them off sugar? So we're going to talk about that. Remember there was a doctor who was dancing in the middle of the, during surgery, right? She was, I don't know what she was doing. She was doing, I don't know if she was, I guess she was just dancing. She has been suspended by her medical board, and she's being told that she was a threat to public health. We'll talk about, does dancing in the OR make you a threat to public health? I think it makes you stupid. You know, I think dancing, when we're supposed to be monitoring a patient for bleeding and anesthetic complications and heart rate dropping and blood pressure dropping, I think it's stupid. But does dancing in an OR mean somebody needs to lose their license? So we're going to talk about that. Apparently, health officials are warning about lawnmower safety because there was a fatal accident, another one regarding a lawnmower. And the Supreme Court has given Ohio the right to purge thousands of voters who are not active. And we'll talk about that and what that can mean for the next election. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Before we begin, I want to warn you guys of a little racket out there, okay? So I fly to New York to go to the Talkers Convention. Great. Michael Harrison and Kevin Casey and Mike Knosen and everybody who runs the thing. Awesome, awesome. Joe Piscopo was there. It was very, very cool. Exciting. Exciting conference. But I hate flying. You guys know that. I don't fear flying. It's just, you know, I get some numbness in my legs and I like to stretch out and I don't like being, you know, like a sardine in coach. And so when I was checking in, they offered for me to upgrade for $90 to a room with more legroom, even more space. Now, the even more space I need is tushy. I need more tushy space. They don't give you more tushy space. And Lord knows, man, I could really, you know, because, you know, you're tushy. I mean, my tushy fits on the seat, but I like to sit at an angle, and I like to just, you know, I don't like to always keep my legs crossed. I like to spread out a little bit and, you know, relax, and, you know, it prevents you from getting yeast infections. It's a lot healthier to sit more spread out and not cramped, but no, you got to sit all cramped up, and okay, so fine. So I decide to pay the $90. That's just one way. I took American Airlines there, and then I took JetBlue back, both of them. I decided to upgrade to the Even More Space. Now, one thing that was positive about the Even More Space is they said you get to board early, and you get more room for your suitcase, for your carry-on. Okay, well, I get there. I board early. No, already the carry-on space. There were already people. I was in the first row. I was in row one, and already there was carry-ons already covering, already full. And the overhead bins were closed. Like, what the heck are you talking about? Then the flight attendant starts to yell at me. Ma'am, find your seat. I'm like, look, I'm just trying to put up my bag. Ma'am, the door won't close. And she was on my case the whole time. I'm like, wait a second. I just paid an extra $90 each way for this even more space. And you're going to yell at me? And I'm not saying if you don't pay, you don't get yelled at. But I'm like, what the hell am I doing? I mean, I'm trying to kind of, you know, make a little bit more space. I want to be less of a pain in the butt. I don't want to get up. And already the steward, and I hate it when stewardesses yell at you because I like to, you know, defend stewardess and flight attendants. And, you know, I like to show my appreciation to them. I always say, please, thank you. If I could tip them, I would. I just think it's a nice thing to do. And then when one turns around and is mean to me, so my husband said, you know what? Complain. You spent the extra money. You were treated like crap. You didn't really have extra room for your bag. Go complain. Like, nah, I'm not a complainer. You guys know it, right? I don't complain. I complain on air. But I'm not going to complain. I want the people to think I'm cool, nice, easygoing. All right. 1-877-DOCTALI. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Now that we're heading home after an adventurous day of sun and fun, I realize the glow in the backseat isn't coming from the kids' screens. It's actually coming from the kids. That's because my well-meaning but easily distracted hubby didn't use enough sunscreen on my poor, burned offspring. Moms, don't let summer sun ruin your summer fun. That's why I use Topperson Afterburn Cream, and you should too. Topperson Afterburn Cream moisturizes and soothes the skin with 14 biomedicines, including arnica and echinacea, and and is proven to help reduce the symptoms associated with sunburn, windburn, blisters, even scrapes and bug bites. With no aloe to dry out the skin and no chemicals that can cause irritation or allergic reaction, Topperson Afterburn Cream is natural, fast-acting, and hypoallergenic. So if you're like me and want the best for your family, chase the burn away with Topperson Afterburn Cream, available at the Vitamin Shoppe, Natural Markets, independent pharmacies, and Amazon.com. Pain-free, live-free. Topperson. Rub it in.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. I'm sorry I'm giggly, because I'm looking at this picture with at the G7 summit with President Trump, right? And the summit of seven industrial nations, right? We got Germany, we got Canada. Oh, that Justin Trudeau. I just have to say there's something. This is going to be a little bit off the point, but I guess there's a picture of Justin Trudeau and his eyebrows falling off. This has been all over the news, and I feel bad for the guy. He's a good-looking guy, tall. Apparently, there's also some discourse about him being taller than Trump. where Trump lied about his height, so technically his weight per his BMI is obese. Who gives a damn? All right, who cares? But Justin Trudeau, I have to say this because I feel bad. I don't like public figures getting embarrassed when they don't have to, especially when they're as rich as they are. And apparently he had eyebrows, these eyebrows put on, fake eyebrows. And they started to fall while he was giving a speech. And this was on camera. And you don't have to wear fake eyebrows. I know a lot of people are like, really? You know, men are wearing fake eyebrows? Well, you know, men can wear makeup. And so I don't know why they didn't thicken his eyebrows with just some, you could use eyeshadow to thicken a man's eyebrows. Match the color, thicken the eyebrows. Instead, it looked like they had eyebrows pasted on. And that's a shame. I don't understand. You know, the Canadians are beautiful people. They know how to look good. So I don't know where they came up with this. Anyway, so President Trump's foreign policy is now being debated, okay? Obviously, Fox News thinks it's wonderful. His foreign policy is working, all right? Using his art of the deal, he is approaching foreign leaders exactly like he promised he would. And so he's staying firm, and he's being Trump. Then he leaves to go off to Singapore to meet Kim Jong-un. Now, I'm hearing these news outlets worried that he's going to cause us to go into nuclear war and all that. No, he's not. This is all, guys, this is all part of the show, part of the act. Okay? I have full confidence that Trump can speak to Kim Jong-un at this summit and it not turn into nuclear war. I have full confidence because he has spoken to heavies way before this. Politicians, everybody thinks politicians are the most powerful people. No, businessmen are. Things happen, right, because of money and people controlling major businesses and influencing the stock market, etc. So Kim Jong-un is not the most formidable foe that Donald Trump has ever met. Okay? Now, some people say, well, Hillary Clinton's scary. And look what happened with her. Well, yeah, what happened? I mean, the country didn't have a meltdown. He was able to do whatever he had to do and say whatever he had to say. And we're still fine. Knock on wood, we're still living. So, while, I understand the media needs to put on a show and the media needs to attract viewers. And everybody's tuning in, wanting to see what happens at the summit. It's not going to be a big deal. They're going to have some water. Maybe they'll have some tea. They'll have some snacks. Maybe some finger sandwiches. They're going to take a lot of pictures. They'll have a conversation. And it'll be fascinating to see how the conversation went. Are we really going to get every single detail? Probably not. Okay. I mean, and I'm sure we're going to get a tweet storm afterwards because Trump gave us a tweet storm after G7 and the summit. And, you know, I'm sure we're going to get another tweet storm, all right, which is going to be exciting. It's going to be news. But remember, Donald Trump is a very, very smart guy. Okay. And whether you're a fan of his or not, we need to credit how he knows how to manipulate the media. And he is manipulating CNN, MSNBC, even Fox. He knows how to manipulate the media. Okay? The big news is Singapore. And the big thing to his presidency is going to be he is one of the first leaders to meet with Kim Jong-un and possibly make headway. Now, he knows the media, the mainstream media, is not going to give him that. Okay? So he has to trick the media into coming up with a story that he wants. They're not going to cover what he wants. If his press secretary says, Trump shook the hand of Kim Jong-un, and that's the first time this happened, no, nobody's going to cover that. So he knows that, and I'm telling you this right now, there's going to be a statement that he's going to make that is going to be captured. And it's going to be a statement that nobody ever thought an American leader would be able to say to the North Korean leader. And that's what's going to get covered. And he knows that. Or he's going to make a, I don't want to use the word threat. He's going to make a, what's the word for it? When, oh my gosh. Yeah, I can't say every time you give someone an ultimatum. Right? Or he may make an ultimatum. But, you know, nobody's going to cover in the mainstream media, with the exception of Fox, you know, oh, okay, he did something historic. This is, no. They're not going to give him that. They're not going to put a positive spin. So he knows this. So how does he go down in history being remembered for what he wants to be remembered? Well, he doesn't need, Trump doesn't need to be liked. Trump wants to be known as effective. If you really looked into his psyche, he doesn't give a damn if a news outlet or a journalist liked him. He doesn't give a damn if pollsters or voters, quote unquote, liked him. And what he really, really cares about and what really, really drives him is that he got something done. His effectiveness is what he cares about. So let's say he makes the economy and continues to grow the economy to the point where it's strong. And he doesn't get reelected in 4 years. That's not going to hurt him as much as nobody remembering that he strengthened the economy, that Trump policies worked. And if 20 years from now they remember that and they cite that, all right, that would be what would please him. So watch what happens with this, okay? All right, we're not going to make any headway on, you know, denuclearization, and nothing big is going to happen at this summit because the goal has already been met. Trump is meeting with Kim Jong-un. An American leader is meeting with a North Korean leader. That is the new goal met. Now, yes, we're going to want to see that. That's going to be the next part of Trump's legacy, being able to work towards that. But there's a lot of risk with that, because what if the North Koreans are lying? What if they BS? Whatever. So already, mission is accomplished. Now, he's going to want another mission accomplished and something else that's historic, where he will be the first American leader and possibly the only American leader to tell the North Korean leader X, Y, and Z. And that's what we're going to see. That's going to be the next big story. I'm not sure when it's going to happen. Maybe it'll happen this summer. Maybe it won't. But I'm expecting this to happen. Okay? And whether the leader does it or not, it doesn't matter. Trump wins if he gives him an ultimatum and looks tough and makes the North, and being able to tell the North Korean leader, we want this or else, is huge. And that's what we're going to see. So don't fall into the game. Don't fall into the whole, I don't know if you guys saw Chicago, the whole circus, you know, give them the old razzle-dazzle, that whole thing. That's what this all is. This is all razzle-dazzle. But I commend Trump, right, for being effective. This is pretty damn effective. He is making things happen. But again, okay, you know, are his goals the same as ours? You know, does he want to be the president that goes down in history, being the one that denuclearized North Korea? Well, that may be something that just can't happen, and it may not be able to happen in his lifetime. Him starting it could be something that helps promote his legacy. So I think he is going to move towards that. But if that goal isn't met, no, his mission is already accomplished. And good for him. He did well, but just don't, you know, watch the news. Grain of salt. That's all I'm saying. 1-877-DR-DALY. Don't go away.
Get the old.
ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
A new Department of Justice Inspector General report is expected to come out this Thursday. In the report, we're hoping to find out what was going on in the FBI under former Acting Director James Comey, and also what was going on in the Department of Justice under former Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Former FBI Director Chris Wecker says there may be some big news made later this week.
I think there's going to be some very important information in there regarding Strzok, Page, McCabe, Comey, the Attorney General herself. The only one that's still left with the FBI and is on the rolls is Strzok, and I'm pretty sure he's going to get fired. There may be some criminal recommendations coming out of it for Comey's theft of government property, the memos.
President Trump is continuing to prepare for his meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. We also saw not too long ago that Dennis Rodman arrived, although he will have no official capacity in the summit. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, last Friday, renowned chef and food writer Anthony Bourdain died in a suicide, apparent suicide. And since then, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline had calls skyrocketed, 25%. Their number is 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. Being reported by Fox News. That number was pinned to Instagram posts, shared in tweets, ran alongside news obituaries, etc. And Kate Spade, handbag designer, also apparently died of a suicide as well. And so people feel connected to celebrities. And so these increase in calls aren't a big shock. Ellen Ross, executive director of Samaritan Suicide Prevention Center in New York, said the increase in calls and hotlines experience isn't necessarily a direct result of hearing about a suicide. It's just individuals that are struggling start to see some realness to their problem. And so seeing somebody else die prompts them to seek help. And so I'm glad that people are using the hotline. I think that's very, very beneficial. I think suicide hotlines are excellent. I don't think we have enough staff and mental health facilities. So anything we could do to help augment our access to people in need of help is something that needs to be done and should be paramount in our progress with this. Now, I wrote articles on my website, 6 reasons people consider or commit suicide. And they're not obvious reasons. Okay? You know, some people are like, well, you know, they're depressed or they want to die. Well, they 45,000 Americans take their lives every single year. That averages to 123 people a day. 123 people a day. That's 10 an hour are killing themselves. 10 an hour. Five an hour. I apologize. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. It's too early for me to know my math. Leave me alone. But still, there's a lot of people dying. Okay? That's what we're getting at. Not my math skills. There's a lot of people killing themselves right now. During my show, somebody probably already killed themselves. Not because they listened to my show, just because they did. And this is pretty damn tragic. The fact that as every minute goes by, somebody is thinking about their killing themselves and ending their death, and then doing it. So why is it so common? Now, one thing that we don't talk about, these are some non-obvious reasons, is they're impulsive. We have been, as a society, trained to now act on impulse. In the old days, you would sleep on it, you would think about it, you might talk to your friends. We're an impulsive society now. We answer a text immediately. We send out a text. We send out an email immediately. And then we have regret going, oh, I shouldn't have sent that. Oh, we reply all. I can't tell you how many times I've replied all when I should have only replied to one. So we reply all. Or we may CC somebody impulsively. Or we may run and get some fast food. Or we may buy something at the Walmart counter because it's there right at the checkout. We're impulsive. And so now these quick instinctive acts are becoming part of our daily behavior. So in the olden days, if you were thinking about killing yourself, you couldn't do it very quickly and you had to plan it out. Now people may, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it. YOLO. You only live once. People just jump in. And so the impulsivity is a problem. Another is they can't see around the problem. So there's an accident that seems to destroy you, or there's a breakup, or a job loss, or some missed opportunity. Well, in the olden days, it was like, all right, well, look, just see the light at the end of the tunnel. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. And some people are like, I don't want to. I don't want to see the light at the end. I don't even want to go near the end of the tunnel. I don't care about the light of the tunnel anymore. And so whenever there is a big surmountable problem, we say, let's just take one step at a time. Okay, we're going to climb over this wall. We'll do what's, you know, but unfortunately, some people think that the obstacle in front of them is so insurmountable and the work it would take to go one step at a time is just too much. And so they don't have a lot of other options, and death is one of them. This I've talked about on the air a lot is people fear death. Some people fear death so much that they may commit suicide. This is a lot more common than we think. Some people out there are so afraid of dying that they want to be in control. They don't want it to happen to them out of the blue. They don't want to be the person, like we just had a family member, one of my in-laws, had a heart attack while driving and killed somebody because he had a heart attack and was behind the wheel and completely died. You know, he died behind the wheel. And then his car hit somebody and killed somebody. See, none of us want to be that. None of us want that to happen. We want to know that we're going to be in our home, or we're going to be in a certain area. We're going to be in control of when that happens. And some people find solace in the fact that they can plan their own death. You can't control your birth, but for some people, they would rather at least control the death. And so they may find that sort of option appeasing to them. It may appease to them. Then they're depressed, but we're talking really depressed. And, you know, we talk about the Hollywood stereotypes of depression, where you get broken up, you know, you're dumped. So you're sitting on the couch crying, eating ice cream. Okay? And friends have to come over and make you feel better. Okay, that's not how the average person manifests depression. So if your loved one is not sitting on the couch eating ice cream, that doesn't mean they're not depressed. They may just not be sleeping. They may be having trouble sleeping, or they may be very tired. I'm just tired. Well, you're tired a lot. Is it your thyroid? Is it anemia? It could be depression. They want to avoid others. Come on, let's go to the party. There's a party this week. Let's go to the club. No, I don't want to go. Their appetite is down. Their sex drive is down. I just don't feel like it anymore. You know, is it me? No, I just don't feel like it anymore. They could be apathetic. You know, oh my gosh, man. You know, look, it's the primaries and, you know, our friend won. Oh, no. Well, aren't you excited? So apathy's a biggie. They could be anxious. They could be sad. They could be tearful. They can still cry. Some people will cry when they're depressed. So that I included that in the list. They can have mood swings, but another biggie is poor memory and poor concentration. Like, I just told you that. You don't remember? Their memory starts to go. Or they may overeat. And the funny thing is some people, and we talked about this last week with overeating and you know, hitting the couch, a lot of us will treat our depression. We don't think we're depressed. But we will self-medicate without realizing. We'll drink more alcohol to help us sleep. Or we'll eat more carbs. Or we'll, you know, pop a pill. And so a lot of us may not, I don't know, I'm not depressed. I just have this symptom and I'm just dealing with that. And that's okay. You can have a symptom and deal with it. But if you have to treat that symptom a lot, you may have underlying depression. And when you do self-medicate, a lot of that can put you deeper into a funk. So when you do drink alcohol, that's going to make you more depressed. If you smoke weed to help with your depression, that's going to make you more depressed. If you take pills. Another reason is people feel nobody cares about them. So when somebody's depressed and crying on the couch, eating ice cream, and friends know about it, they all come over and they go, oh, we're here for you, oh, you know. But if you don't have that typical look and your appetite is down or your sex drive is down, other people may not notice that and not be like, oh, poor Bob, we're here for you. And because you're not displaying it the way they recognize it, they may not show you that they, you know, are there for you. So you get lonely. And then another reason is you're angry. You're like, well, I'll show them. She dumped me. Oh, then my death will be on her conscience. They get so angry that they're like, you know what? I'll show them. That boss fired me? Good. Let him live the rest of his life that he caused my death. I got an injury. Many times they don't care. After a week, they move on because somebody tells them it wasn't their fault. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing I noticed that was trending is when We had two celebrity deaths, Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade, in terms of their quote unquote apparent suicides. People that were, I guess, commenting were, shall we say, not the most humane, saying, well, gosh, you know, the rich, what did they have to be depressed about? You know, what a waste. I guess Val Kilmer allegedly called one a name, you know, for being a chicken in so many words. I don't want to go into exact words or quotes. And again, this was allegedly. And so I think a lot of people were kind of shocked that two people who seem to be at the height of their careers, everybody knows who Anthony Bourdain is, and, you know, here you have a designer who had multiple stores, was wealthy beyond you could imagine, and they choose to end their life. And so I understand the frustration that a lot of us little guys may have going, okay, oh my gosh, you know, you have what we've always dreamed of having, and you didn't like it. And so, and you wanted to leave this earth when you got to have what some of us have been striving to always have, which makes me want to tell you guys, maybe be careful what you strive for. You know, if somebody who had an amazing wife and was able to travel and have his own TV show, that's a dream for me, to have my own TV show. I mean, that would be the biggest dream of my life. But it's not that it wasn't enough. It means it wasn't solving or filling the void that they had. And whether it's a mental illness, whether they escaped reality, if there was drugs involved, I don't know. And that's not for us to talk about in terms of what happened with them. But when you see, like, somebody like Robin Williams, an icon, multi-generations loved his comedy in the 80s, in the 90s, in the 2000s, four decades of Robin Williams comedy can make anybody laugh. I was hearing a bunch of millennials talk about Mrs. Doubtfire last month, and I was like, so for those of us who remember Mork and Mindy or The World According to Garp or, a whole variety of different things that he was in that made us just, you know, laugh beyond comprehension, see somebody like that choose to take his life. You start to wonder, okay, well, you know, is being rich bad? Is being successful bad? Nothing's bad. Being poor isn't bad. Being rich isn't bad. Being successful isn't bad. It's how happy you are on the inside. Now, one thing I talked about earlier, which we need to talk about now, is we're not raising our youth as well as we should. And I'm fearful that suicides are going to be a lot more common. A lot more common. I mean, we have 45,000 each year, 123 each day. And suicide is, I guess, the number two killer for millennials right now, next to accidents. And so what are we doing wrong? So, you know, some people fear losing their job and becoming poor. Okay, well, I grew up poor. Yeah, we had some good years. There were some years where we were doing really, really well, but for the most part, we were poor. You know, and my dad gambled and we lost money and, you know, we lived with my grandma and, you know, so we slept in her living room. We did whatever. Moved a lot. I went to 12 different schools and that sucked. But if, God forbid, something ever happens and I become poor, well, we did. I mean, this recession killed us. We practically went bankrupt. Everything in our savings was gone. I didn't get depressed because I could live in a one-bedroom apartment easy. Give me a mattress on the floor, I'm good. You know, as long as I have TV, I'm okay. And so for me, becoming poor again, no. I probably could handle it better than my husband. I could handle it way better than my kids. I've done that before. It's okay. I know how to eat on $6 a week. I can make that work. Well, maybe not today's, but I did. I had to make $6 worth of groceries last week. I did that. I was skinny, but I did it. I'm not fearful of that. But in this day and age, a lot of people that might not have, you know, had to struggle, right, in their childhood, that had a television set that worked, had air conditioning, had their own room. The thought of losing their job or becoming poor terrifies them. What about the idea of being single? I get nervous. I haven't been single now for 20-some years. But man, was I single for a long time. And you wonder what? I was fine being single. Yeah, I dated and, you know, dating was fun and sometimes it wasn't fun. But, you know, if Corey ever left me, yeah, I'd probably be upset. Would have killed myself. Yeah, I'd probably be in a little bit of a funk. But, you know, I've lived by myself before. I've been single. You know, it's not going to wreck me. Well, what if you do get a show? And what if you do get the job of your life? And then you're being told that you might lose it. Well, I've been without a TV show. I know how to live without a TV show. I mean, it's hard when you're fed something and then it's taken away. I get that. But enough to kill yourself? So we have kids that might get grandma and grandpa stories. See, my stories I got from grandma and grandpa had to do with the Depression, had to do with the Holocaust, had to do with World War II. So the stories that I grew up with, I was like, oh, damn. Whew, damn, I got nothing to cry about. Johnny didn't ask me to the 8th grade dance. You know what? I could have grown up in the Warsaw Ghetto and been in a concentration camp. So you want to know what? I'm not going to cry about not going to the 8th grade dance. And, you know, my parents raised me to be tougher. You're going to cry about that when kids your age are being killed and slaughtered and raped by Nazis? I got it. Now, I'm not saying we all need to grow up like that. But we're not. Do I have those conversations with my kids? Not really. Yeah, I tried to say, look, there's kids starving in Africa, but they don't see it. They don't feel it. You know, I could show them old pictures of relatives who were slaughtered. They don't know who they are. They're their old pictures. And so, how do we get the younger generation to realize that what they have is so damn good and they are so lucky that if the poop does hit the fan, suicide should be the last thing on their mind? I mean, if people knew that they could be taken to a concentration camp and killed, you would think they would be suicidal. But no, they lived to the end, and some of them lived to make it out of the concentration camps. And so even for me, when I was at my lowest, okay, in terms of having, you know, poop happen to me, I was always like, oh, there's worse. There are worse things out there. And so I don't know how to tell you to raise your kids and your grandkids or whatever, but I think we aren't that tough anymore. And yes, losing a job sucks. So maybe what they need to do is see that when you do lose your job, you move on. I mean, we also show stress a lot to the kids. We let our kids see a lot. And they're like, well, I don't want to be like that. You know, well, you know, maybe let them see you, you know, be tough. Say, you know what? So what? I lost my job. It's not the end of the world. I'm not going to let that boss get the best of me. You know, one of my kids went through a breakup. And I'm like, don't give it to her. Don't let her think you ruined your life. The best revenge you could do if somebody dumps you is looking like you're better off without them. You're fine. Ain't nothing. You don't give a damn. And that's how you succeed. Supersede. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion $1 million for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.